Last week on Speak Out, we brought you a complaint by former Hollard employees who were transferred to another company in terms of Section 197 of the Labour Relations Act. During the transfer, there were a number of administrative mistakes, and the employees felt that they were conned by the insurance company into resigning. We then contacted Hollard to find out what exactly happened and what the employment status of these employees was. This was the response given to us by the company's spokesperson, Warwick Bloom.
Thanks once again for giving us the opportunity to respond to the allegations of Riya Thile and Ntabi Singh. This all relates to a Section 197 transfer that was executed as a result of Hollard essentially closing down its call center operation and transferring that call center operation to a new company that had to be formed because of our requirements to maintain the benefits and the benefit structures of our staff, and also an intention on our part to create an organization that would allow for some sort of shareholding at an employee level. The Section 197 transfer took place, but there were a few administrative errors that were made, including the reason for termination being recorded on the UI 19 forms. The Section UI 19 form stated incorrectly that the reason for termination of all of the staff members that were transferred was resignation, not transfer. This was one of the key points addressed in the arbitration hearing that took place in February. I do wish to go on record as stating that that was an administrative error. It did not prejudice the employees in any way and has subsequently, to that arbitration hearing, been corrected. The UI19 forms have been corrected and issued as required. However, the new company's payroll system did not allow initially for the indication of benefits that were deducted in respect of the employees. Now, Riya Thile and Ntabi Singh have mentioned that their salary stayed the same, but there was no record or there was no visible record of the deductions made on their behalf. I can confirm that those deductions were made, were paid over into the relevant funds as per the Section 197. It's a requirement, and that was honored. What happened was the payslips weren't configured in such a way that they could show those. We subsequently got involved with the payroll software provider and made sure that going forward those benefits would reflect. We come now to the issue of the staff shareholding in the business, in this new business that was formed as a result of our desire to ensure that all benefits were maintained. And at the time, a discussion was held with the employees and mention was made that the new company would be formed in such a way that it would allow for the creation of some sort of staff shareholding. That process is still in place. We are still trying to find a structure that works for everybody, and ideally staff members will have a shareholding. I must stress that at no time was that promised to any employees.
We then contacted the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration, CCMA, to get a better understanding of Section 197 of the Labour Relations Act. This is CCMA's Senior Commissioner, Carlton Johnson.
In terms of the law, Section 197 deals with the transfer of employees when the business is transferred as a going concern to another business. Now, the essence or the rationale for the provision is basically you have a company, they sell the business to another company, and the employees are left in the cold in the sense that they are dismissed and the contract is, you know, are terminated without any recourse in terms of the law. So we have Section 197 that has been implemented that says that if there is a transfer from one business to another, all the conditions of service of that employee will remain intact and all the rights and obligations between the parties will remain intact. So obviously the intention is to say if the employee is transferred to another business, the employee's service continues as if the transfer had not taken place. So if you've worked for 4 years and the business is now transferred, you will still the company must still recognize your 4 years of service.
When I was talking to the communications manager from Hollard, he indicated that they had to terminate the current contract with the workers, with the employees, in order for them to be transferred. Is it how the Section 197 works?
Yeah, look, I obviously don't want to comment necessarily too much on the detail of the specific matter, but in principle, that is not the way it should work. The transfer should take place without terminating the employment of the workers.
Let's say Company A merges with Company B, and Company B had maybe workers who can perform a similar skill to Company A. Now they have an oversupply of a certain skill set,
yes,
and they want to retrench people. Is there a time stipulation that's given to say, within 6 months or a year of moving people using Section 197, you can't retrench them?
You see, if there's a transfer of a business and there's now an excess of employees, in other words, the employees or the number of employees exceed the operational requirements of the business to run the business effectively, then the employer at any stage after the transfer can then obviously start engaging with those workers, and there could potentially be retrenchments emanating from such consultation and discussion. So the transfer is not creating a sort of an automatic right to never be dismissed. But the important thing to remember is that if the employer has an excess number of staff members, it has a duty now to engage the union in terms of a proper consultation, and the normal process of retrenchment must then follow. And important to remember that if an employee is then dismissed for operational requirements or retrenched, then the service with the old employer will be recognized for purposes of severance pay. And that's why the Act is very, very clear that you can't terminate, and then simply pay severance pay, you know, in respect of the last period of 4 months or 5 months.
If you want Speak Out to assist you with any issue, please send us an email to pmlife@sabc.co.za.